Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is your Youth Forum, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America on Tuesday, April 4th, 2017. I'm Tungamili Nkomaom. Tonight, we are revisiting a topic that we have tackled many times on this forum, one that we will continue to talk about until next year, and that is the campaign for young people to vote in the 2018 general elections. Let's get connected on Facebook at VOA Studio 7 or on WhatsApp. The number is 001-202-465-0318. You can also call us live on 001-202-619-2077 to give us your contribution. And by the way, as you will know by now, we are streaming live on Facebook and on our three websites. That's www.voandebele.com, www.voizimbabwe.com, as well as on www.voashona.com. Various political parties and civil society groups are ramping up their campaigns for young people to register to vote in the 2018 general elections. The latest such campaign is Bereka Mwana Tiende Veleta Umntwana Sihambe, a brainchild of the MDCT Youth Wing launched at the weekend. Clearly, the stakes are very high, and given their numerical dominance, young people are a very vital demographic that no serious political party can overlook. Lichona njani emakhaya ikudibana lamhlanje kuhlelo The Connection. Uhlelo lwabasakhulayo isiqoqoqela sendaba lamhlanje ludaba esesike saluphatha kaningi-ningi kulolu hlelo ludaba njalo esizaqhubeka siluphatha kulolu hlelo ngoba kuludaba oluqakatheke okwamagama udaba lomkhankaso oqhutshwa ngabamabandla ezombusazwe kanye laba inhlanganiso ezizimeleyo okhuthaza ontanga ukuthi babhalise ngobuningi babo ukuze benelise ukuvota kukhetho lomnyaka ozayo. Lizakhumbula abake babona izindaba kumbe balalela umsakazo wethu ibandla le-MDCT ngempela viki lisungule umkankaso walo elubiza ngokuthi Bereka Mwana Tiende Veleta Umntwana Sihambe, siyebhalisa phela ukuze sivote ngo-2018. Akhona amanye amabandla achiyeneyo lawo aqhuba imkankaso efanayo kanye lenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo. Silabo-ke abamela amabandla achiyeneyo labenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo kuhlelo lwalamhlanje. Kwaziwai watereri kusangana kumu chirongwa chenyu, chirongwa chevechidiki, chirongwa The Connection. Nasi tichikurukura nyaya ya takambo kurukura muchirongwa chino kazinji uyezwe iri nyaya ya ticharamba tichikurukura nezvayo muchirongwa ichine kuti inyaya yakakosha inova nyaya kanangana nekunyoresa makampaigns ari kuitwa nevemasangano akazvimirira oga uyezve vemapato akasiyana siyana vari kukurudzira vechidiki kuti vange vachinyoresa ndokuti vavhote musarudzo dza 2018. Sekutaura kwangu inyaya yakakosha zvikuru nekuti vechidiki sekuziva kwenyu ndivo vakawanda kudarika munhu wese munyika yeZimbabwe. Naizvozvo vemapato akasiyana siyana vari kurwira yatingati demographic vari kukurudzira vechidiki ava kuti veduwe mhanyai munonyoresa apo pachavhurwa chirongwa ichi. Joining me now is Dennis Ngaziwore, in MDCT Youth. He's the Secretary General of the MDCT Youth Harare Branch. Comrade Ngaziwore, good evening and welcome on Studio 7, The Connection.
Good evening there.
Let's dive straight into the matter here. We saw you guys launching Bereka Mwana Veleta Umntwana Sambe at the weekend. Tell us more about your campaign. How far and wide are you guys aiming?
Thank you very much. This campaign, Bereka Mwana Ubabula Butkwana, it's a youth campaign which seeks to motivate parents or guardians to encourage their children who are 17 years of age and above to register and vote for this coming 2018 election. This campaign is a campaign which seeks to educate, conscientize, and mobilize and recruit youth through their parents so that they are able to reach out to their youth or children.
Why young people in particular?
We want to approach these young people. We believe as young people, we are the majority, and we need to take this country from where it is. We have a generational mandate to make sure that we liberate this country from the Zanu-PF regime. As you understand that the Robert Mugabe regime and the war veterans are the ones who liberated this country from the Ian Douglas Smith. So we believe it's now our role to retake back our country from where it is now. And we believe with Morgan Tsvangirai as the president of Zimbabwe, come 2018 election, we are able to change lives for this of Zimbabwe.
Asi vangadziwore ichi cha muchaita differently nekuti tukuzva kuti musarudzo dzapfura sevechidiki kana pachiitwa marali ndimi munenge muchimhanya mhanya kana kwakurohwa vanhu ndimi zvekare vechidiki munenge muchimhanya mhanya asi kana razuva rekuvhota manje vazhinji vanenge vasina kunyoresa naizvozvo havagoni kuvhota zvii zvamuchaita apa differently kuona kuti vechidiki ava vanonyoresa zvechokwadi.
Chokutanga ndechekuti isusu semayuthi tatotanga kuita zvinhu in a different way. Nekudaro because musi wa5 March muHarare takalonja chirongwa chedoor to door. Chirongwa ichi chiri kusvika paevery household, chiri kusvika paevery workplace yemunhu, chiri kusvika even every village kunana Harare South kumaplotu chichiona kuti munhu umwe naumwe aziviswa nechirongwa chebiometric voter registration. So takatanga zvakare kuti izvo chirongwa ichi chirongwa chekutanga since MDC was formed because you know the MDC takafomwa yakafomwa navashandi yakafomwa navarombo yakafomwa navastudents yakafomwa navechidiki and vechidiki ivavo vakatenderera vachibvunza vanhu vezimbabwe kuma1997 vachitoita seni pasvika hurumende. So since MDC youth assembly muHarare takatanga chirongwa ichi muna5 March. So izvozvi kare zviri zvishuvetere zvinhu zvitsva yakaumba seMDC zvakare seMDC youth assembly muHarare ngekutanga kuti mhirizhonga tiri dhidhe ino kuti munomwe muHarare maigamine mhirizhonga maigamine zvakasiyana-siyana ende zvakare tiri kuona mamiriro akaita dzimwe nyika unana Ghana unana South Africa unana Zambia kuti vechidiki vakasimuka nehuwandu kundohota vanochinja mamiriro akaita zvinhu. That's why vechidiki tiri kuengeja tivano pamwe chete mamwe mapoka akasiyana-siyana esi society kutirivise kuvanhu so that hurumende iripo ikwanise kubva tiri kuvhoti because vhoti chete ndo nzira chete inokwanisa kubvisa hurumende seMDC ibanza redu rekuti timasiswa democrats. So believe kuti with a vote you can do it but we know kuti Zanu PF ine nguva yanokwatobira maelection bo yakambobirira asi we are going to prepare enough kuti sando dziri kuuya idzi pamberi apo no one or ZANU-PF should even try to hijack the people's victory. And that we are very clear, we have put a mechanism to make sure that we deal with this issue. So my vote is a mobilizer. My vote is to make sure the other days. My vote, I think my vote, our Changirai, named DC. And not even a single vote, it's our ZANU-PF through rigging. But that one, totally, we are going to allow that to happen.
Thank you there, Dennis Ngaziwore. Dennis Ngaziwore is from the MDCT Harare branch as Secretary General. Please do stay on the line, Comrade Ngaziwore. And moving on, joining me now is our second guest. That's Ipitule Maphosa, Webandla leZaphu. Mnumzana Maphosa, kunjani?
Siyaphila baba, kunjani?
Hayi, siyaphila baba. Uluzwile udaba olusekudwini Maphosa, sikhuluma ngenhlelo zamabandla atshiyeneyo ezokuhuga abasakhulayo ukubana babhalise ngobuningi ukuze bavote kukhetho lomnyaka ozayo. Kuyini elikwenzayo kanti kuzapho?
Ngiyabonga. Njengebandla sikhangele inhlupho kakhulu esihlangana labatsha, sikhangele ukuthi singenza njani, singenzani ukuthi zithele lezo nhlupho. Kodwa silakho ukunanzelela njalo ukuthi iningi labatsha abazange bathanda ukuvota ikakhulu. Khona vele ama-processes ankhona from ukurejista ukuthi bevote lani, yinto abazange bayithanda. Kuthela ngosikhathi ngo-1980 khonapho kubangela ama-reasons amaningi, ikakhulu indlela esithethe ngayo ababusayo lawa ukuthi at the end of day ivoti yomuntu iyagcina ingasatho lutho ezongesibenzi laba kufunayo. So sikhangela indaba ezinjengazonezo, sizame ukuthi sikhulumisane nabatsha, sibakhuthaze bebekwazi ukuthi kubaluleke njani ukuthi beregiste ukuvota, njalo nokuthi bevote bekhetha ubukhokheli ababuthandayo, bekhangela nje inhlelo abanazo ababesiza nazo kibo ukuthi banceda ngani kona kusasa. Ngoba silakho ukuthi singayekela ukunanzelela, singabakhuthaza ukuthi bevote, begcina bevota ngendlela engasiyo. So siyabakhuthaza ukuthi bekhangele ikakhulu ama-manifestos, ikakhulu ama-policies, ama-parties ababuyayo lawo, ukuze benze i-decision efaneleyo. So njengeZaphu siyakhulumisana labo abatsha elizweni lonke, sizame ukuthi siba-conscientize kumbe sibazise ngelungelo labo lokuvota, njalo sibafundise ngokuthi kwenziwa njani ukuze umuntu ekwanise ukurejista evote, njalo sibatshengise ukubaluleka kwevoti yabo.
Kodwa kulula yini Maphosa ukukhulumisana labatsha laba, ikakhulu sikwazi ukubana ilanga lokuqala ukubhalisa kalikaziwa, izek kayikabi la imitshina yokubhalisa abantu? Kulula yini ukuya ebantwini libatshela ukubana kuqakathekile ukuthi livote nxa uhlelo soluvuliwe, kodwa lingelayo i-date yokuthi luyavulwa nini uhlelo?
Kunzima ukusebenza kwankhona, ikakhulu uma sikhangelane lezeki okuyi-commission okumele isebenze izimele yodwa. Kodwa siyananzelela ukuthi hhayi, into esithi yi-independence kokistake ayikho kwezeki. So ngabantu nje abazenzela into zezanu laphana. So yibo ubunzima esihlangana labo ma sihlangana labatsha sikhuluma labo, ngoba sikhulumele emnyameni, asikwazi okuyikho okuzenzakala ngelanga lankhona. Siyakwazi ukuthi abakabi le mali yokuthi bethenga amakhithi lawanawe-DVR. Siyakwazi njalo ukuthi u-Minister of Finance uke wathi ule ikhona imali, but emalangeni lawa adlulileyo ngike ngeza ukuthiwa leyo mali ayikaphumi ukuthi ihambe kuzeki. So sikhulumele emnyameni, asikwazi sibili ukuthi kuzahamba njani, kuzaba khona yini uhlelo lokurejista kumbe hhayi. Singabantu nje abakhuthazayo, sikhuluma singazi ukuthi kuzahamba njani exactly. Kodwa akusi sibuyisele emuva khonoko, siyaqhubeka siye phambili sibafundise, siqhubeke njalo sikhuthaze ukuthi mzamo ilanga lakhona lisiba khona bekwanise ukuphuma ezindlini beyerejista ukuthi bevote bewuhambe ngobuningi babo. Njalo siyakwazi masikhangela ama-numbers, plus minus 4 million virgin voters abangazake bevote, and iningi labo ngabantu abatsha. So sikhangelele khonoko kakhulu ukuthi hayi singasukuma singakhangeli oloko okwenza izeki kakhulu kancane kuqakathekile ukuthi sibekwazi ukuthi bazawe bazenelisa yini abezeki, but singakhangela kakhulu bagcina be-lose ithemba bengasahambi kuyarejista. So kwelinye icele sizabe sikhulumisana nezeki and lo hulumende sizama ukuthi sifake i-pressure ukuthi benze into eqondileyo kwelinye hlangothi sikhuthaza labo abatsha ukuthi bevote.
That's Pitule Maphosa Zapu spokesperson. Siyabonga Maphosa, qhubeka kubambile khonapho. Sithathe umlaleli Timbotora Mtereri va Noa ku South Africa. Magadi va Noa. Halo va Noa.
Ndiko Magadigo.
Aiwa tino farakana muchifarawo.
Chokwadi.
Kuri sei ku Joni?
Joni kuri nani zvekungotambudzika tingaite sei?
Okay, ndiyo nyacho mukoma wangu. Hamuna ku kuvhunduka here ne earthquake nezuro?
No kuno ku Cape Town hatina kuinzwa zvetu ndokusvika kune dzimwe nzvimbo ndinongonzwa kudara Joburg.
That's good. Mapina muchirongwa mukoma wangu, maizwa nyaya iri mudariro nhasi, tipeiwo mafungiro iyi.
Ndanga tisa kuti panyaya yekuti wechidiki tirejese kuvhota naika. Ipfungwa yakanaka sevechidiki tofanira kurejesa kuti tivhote, asina kunza pfungwa yekuti zvakanga zvakanaka hazvo kuti wechidiki tirwe tivhote, but unoona dambudziko rimwe rinozoitika nderekuti halo.
Taurai mukoma, takaterera.
Rimwe dambudziko rinozoitika nderekuti isusu fanike kumamisha kwatinenge tiri, kana tabvawo kuno kusouth africa taenda kupamisha uku, tikada kuti tiende kunorejista kuvhota, pamwe pacho tinenge tichitotisidzirwa kunzi wechidiki inimi ndimi nedambudziko rakadai. Saka ndaikusira kuti kunyanya kumamisha kuya patinoenda kuti tinorejista kuvhota, tisave tinopindwa kashando kekuita kuti tityhe kurejista kuvhota kuti tizose kusarudza mutungamiri watinenge tichida, nekuti tichiketa kunzi imi mukuzokonzesa zvakati zvozozipa kuti titeka kusa. Ndosaka muchiona kana kumamisha mukada kutarisa kazhinji kacho nhamba yemawechidiki kazhinji wacho tinenge isina kurejista kuvhota, but mafora ake akutenderwa ake kuti avhota, asi nyaya yekuinozonzi oda kunge kuzvisa pasipside iriaina handaumbobvira ndakuena handautombo iwo mafungiro anikaiita kuti ngapawe pachisunungura wasashe kunorejista kuvhota pawe pakajeka ipapo.
Aiwa tinotenda nekupinda muchirongwa nekurudziro yenyu mukoma Noa.
Tinda hangu.
Hanzi nemutereri vaNoa, hanzi musatya, musambobvuma kuvhundutsirwa. Kana muchida kunonyoresa mukavhundutsirwa musaterere, hanzi zizi harina nyanga, yendai munonyoresa chete. We have our third guest, that's Tokozani Sileya of the MDC, led by Professor Walshman Nube. Mr. Sileya, good evening and welcome on Studio 7. Hello, Mr. Sileya. Hello, Mr. Sileya. Mr. Sile, are you on the line? I think we have lost Sile there. Back to Mnumzana Maphosa. Mr. Maphosa, let me quote from George Jean Nathan, He was an author, an American author and editor. He lived between February of 1882 and 1958. That's when he died. He once said, and I quote, "Bad officials are elected by good citizens who do not vote." What do you make of that quotation?
Absolutely true. From the other bit, we have experienced that in Zimbabwe, especially from the 1980s up to now. We have witnessed a voter apathy in most elections. I can say all elections, we have experienced a lot of voter apathy, and that apathy has given a window of opportunity to officials, or maybe I should say to ZANU-PF, to rig every election that has come our way in Zimbabwe. They've taken the chance to rig out of the non-voting by the majority of the citizens. So he's absolutely right, he's correct. And we encourage all our citizens in Zimbabwe to take it as an obligation to select leadership when voting time comes.
Uh-huh. Please do stay on the line there, Mr. Maphosa. I'd like to welcome back Thokozani Sileya of the MDC formation led by Professor Welshman Ncube. Ngiyakwamukela Mnumzana Sileya. Yeah, siyazi lilo hlelo lokuhamba liqoqodela abantu lapha Sileya, ikakhulu abasakhulayo ukubana babhalise ukuze bavote kukhetho lomnyaka ozayo. Ungasichazisela ukubana luhamba njani lolu hlelo?
Uhlelo lokuhamba kuhle wabankomo. Sikhuthazana njengabontanga ukuthi sonke sisukume siyevota ngo-2018. Angithi siyazi sonke ukuthi uhlelo lolukhona kathesi abantu besekusetuselwa ukuthi kuzashutha izithombe, kuzayenzwa lokhu lalokhuyana okuzakwenza abantu bazakale ukuthi lo votele liphi ibandla. Kodwa-ke thina njengebandla sithi okwakathesi abantu kasisukumeni sonke siyovota, akula muntu ozazakala ukuthi uvotele ngaphi. And liyana biometrical akade bekhuluma ngayo ayisoze yenzakale ngoba isikhathi sakhona singathe sisifitshane kakhulu baba.
Zikhona yini izikhubeko elihlangana lazo Sileya emkhankasweni wenu lo?
Yeah, hayi ekuhambeni lapha baba Nkomo, into esihlangana layo ukuthi abantu sebangenwa ngumkhumbulo wokwethuselwa. Silabantu abalokwesaba kakhulu lolu hlelo olukhona kathesi olokuthi bacabangela ukuthi izano isifake idalamede. Izano bacabangela ukuthi izano yona isibathile ukuthi nxa befika laphana bazabe sebesazakala ukuthi lo uvotele liphi ibandla. Kodwa thina sikhuthaza abantu ukuthi ngababekwazi ukuthi okwakathesi asitsho ukuthi thina bhalisa ukuthi wena ngo-2018 uzavotela liphi ibandla. Kodwa sikhuthaza abantu ukuthi kabasukume bayebhalisa ukuvota ekhethweni olulandelayo.
Mm-hmm. Thank you there, Mr. Sileya. Please do stay on the line now. We have a caller, and that's Mkoma Elvis Mugari. Magadi, any from Gari?
Hello, Farah. Magadi, back to Studio 7.
Aywa, back to Studio 7. Zuri kufaya, se kunzwa kwenyu, se zomu chinzwao. Zuri kufaya, stere, kima pinda mchirongwa mkomo wangu, mainzwa kanyari mugango.
Zainzwa kanyari mugango. Chiri kutika, kita kuti Mzimbabwe, vana vechidiki vasikana kuti the young people havasi kupiwa mukana wavo kuti vataure zvavanofanira kunge vachitaura kuti varatidzire zvavanofanirwa kunge vachiita, that is to exercise their constitutional right kuti vavote. Nekuti tikatarisa mastatistics akapera tinowana kuvheki kana kuzeti nalo pia kuti 4.5% yeva ana liko ari muZimbabwe vakavhota election dza 2018 na 2008 ndinova dambudziko rekuti matetitiro aya akaramba akadaro ite recipe for disaster kune SHD ende ZANU-PF iri kutaya nepainogona napo pese kuti itagise kana kuti ivharidzire recipe vote so that makuru anoramba vachivhota vachivhotera ZANU-PF nokuti inoziva kuti vechidiki vakange vachitanga kuregista kuvhota izvezvi izvi tikatageta vari kutanga kuregista kuvhota ZANU-PF inei saka I think muno muZimbabwe as the young people we need to encourage the young people kuti come 2018 patikuenda vari kutanga kuregista nezvese hauya nezvinhu zvakawanda trying to frustrate vechidiki kuti varegeze kuvhota but ngatitraye kunoregista kuvhota I think this is the only democratic way yekubvisa nayo hurumende yavamugabe iri kutinetsa nhasi so vana vanofanira kuti varegiste kuvhota and vafanira kuti varegiste kuvhota ende ibasa redu nemapolitical parties anopikisa vakanyarira panyaya iyoyi vanofanira kuti vaende kavaende
asi vechidiki vakawanda vatinombokurukurawo nawo muchirongwa apa mukoma Elvis vari kuchema chema vari kuti you know what there is nothing for me in this election rokatarisa vanhu vachange vachikwikwidza at least you know sekuziva kwedu as of now pana vamugave is 93 he's been in power since independence pana vatsvangirai vanhu vari kutiwo you know Save has lost my elections since you know the MDC started pana vanxuve pane vadhavengwa hamene kuti vatsange vachikwikwidza asi young people some young people are saying we need something new we need a new candidate that can unify Zimbabweans from the opposition standpoint, at least. And that candidate is not there. Therefore, vari kuti hapana reason yekunge hapana chikonzero chekuti vange vachivhota.
No, I want to agree with them. The young people seriously, vani ma concerns condemn that. Because vaka vota for a long time and hapana papa sinaku yema decisions avo because vakavhota 2008 and said my elections akabirwa zvakare hapana kurespect kwa their decision or their voice yakanga vaita through because we never were being given my election as an instrument of decision making we are making decisions as the young people but you know get kana kuti hapana defense yema decision kana defense ye decision ye election saka zvinopa good reason kune vari kuvhota kuti vaone kuti hapasina reason yekuti vavhota as concerning nyaya yecandidate kuti hapana candidate hapana candidate but we have to vote that's why we are encouraging all political leaders to come together to form a coalition kuti vabude necoalition vave pamwe chete varwise mugabe because mugabe was using a divide and rule tactic in all these political parties kuti mapatisi amire ari pao ega akapatsanovana zvichiita kuti mugabe arambe achitonga rinova iro dambudziko ratinaro saka tiri kuti isu ngatigadzirire kuvhota we don't know mapolitical parties vari kumira under the bananera under the banner code they are trying to coalesce kuburira muchinhu one let us be ready kuti even pakange pazobuda something isusu tinenge tichikwanisa kundovhota nekuti ndopane nyaya yese pakundovhota ipapa and tried by all means isusu as the young people to come up with the strategies on how to defend the decision of the electorate or how to defend the vote so that history will never ever repeat itself again kuti zvatakabirwa sarudzo dzedu dza 2008 tikabirwa 2013 let us come tirege kungova macrime debri but tive nenzira dzatinokwanisa kuva nadzo dzekuprotecta vhoti yedu sevechidiki so nyaya yecandidate haiti nyaya yekuti vechidiki varege kundoregista kuvhota nekuda kwecandidate candidate inobuda they are trying to coalesce but as much as we want new candidates kuti vavewo paplace izvo zvakanaka tinodawo manew candidate vamwe those vatangira tried to play this part vamwe vana nyuro vakanga variko before we need new leaders with new ideas and the time is now but izvo zvechechiitika tiri kutsvaga leader mapatisi vari pakoro vachitaurira coalition let us try and mobilize ourselves, the young people, and go and register to vote. And voting is the only democratic process of the tyranny.
Aiwa, mataura mkoma wangu. Tinote na nekupina mchirongwa. Be kumlaleli Elvis Mugari uti vontanga siyazi kubana abanyeli akalakala litaku kukucha ili ngakuvotela aba vengintisa ngabantu banye aba vele vengintisa kukhetole dluleyo sibona kuza babumgabe ku opposition lapha asikwazi ukuthi kumbe ama coalition aza pumelela na umanyano abazama kuvumba kodwa nxa ukhangela ama candidates akona laphana kuloba uthwangirai OMDCT kuloba ba uncube Welshman we MDC laye kuloba budabengu akuzaphu ngale ngakho abanye abasakhula nxa bekhangela ama candidates la bathi lawa ngama old horses, these are tired candidates. There is nothing new for us. There is no energy. We need something new. We need fresh ideas. Nabanye ege abasa kulayo labo kodwa umlaleli Elvis Mugari uti ena haibo lingazela kangela kulama candidates. Okubalulekileyo uqhakathekileyo ukuthi lungavulwa uhlelo linagijimani liyebhalisa ukuze lenelise ukuvota ngo-2018. Sibuyele kumlaleli wethu rather ku one of our guests uThokozani Sileya. Ukhona ecingweni Sileya?
Ngikhona baba Nkomo.
Ye, njengokusho kwami bakhona abanye abakhala ngama-candidates lapha Sileya bathi badiniwe abadala laba bakhona bonke from yena umongameli kusehla phansi kusiya kumabandla aphikisayo ngale. Ungathini ngalokho?
Mina njengontanga wasenkayi baba Nkomo ngibona sesilohlupho ekukhokhelweni kwamabandla esilawo kathesi. Into esikhona kanje sokungathi sokulala abantu abadinga imali ukuqhatshwa kulokumela inhlupho lemfuno zabantu bezigaba. So into eyenzakalayo kathesi esikubonayo ukuthi thina laba bakhokheli abakhona kathesi sifuna ukwazi ukuthi bona bazasimela njengabontanga kumbe bona bazamela ukwaziwa kwabo esingathi thina ngesilungu i-dignity, ngoba bazafuna ukuthi baziqakathekise bona ukuthi bazi ukuthi bangobani. Kodwa thina esikukhangeleyo njengabontanga yikuthi kasifuni muntu ozaziqakathekisa yena. Sifuna ukuthi bamele isizwe sonke, kungakhathakeli ukuthi kusemaNdebeleni kumbe kusekwele emashonaleni. Soke kathesi nxa sikhangela kulaba bakhona kathesi uhlupho engisuka ngibe lalo kulabanye abasuka baziqakathekise ukuthi mina ngizele yimi engithandwa ngabantu ukudlula ubani. So kusuka kusidide thina ukuthi njengabontanga ivoti lethu silifake kubani, ngoba nxa uzahle ulwe baba Nkomo ulwela ukuthi wena ufuna ukuthi inyamazana ingawiselwa phansi wena kube ngothola inhloko sisuka sizivuza imbuzo eminingi ukuthi kathi wena okhalela inhloko uthwele sikhali bani. Kodwa sina njengabontanga esikukhangeleyo ukuthi sisukume siyevota sonke. So-ke asimeni udaba lokukhangela ukuthi onguye ongathungamela i-coalition kuzaba ngubani. Kodwa okumele sikuqakathekise yikuthi i-coalition le izakhipha yini iZANU-PF lokhulu ukhulu wethu Mgabe aphume esikhundleni lezandla. Singenise ihulumende entsha, zizaba ningi izikhundla ezizaba khona uhulumende yabe sibunjiwe. Singagijimeli ukuthi sibange ukuthi ubani ngiyozakhokhela, ubani ngiyozalandela. owaka chesi kasikichi miseni ukuthi thina sifuna ukuthi inyamazana le iwele phansi izichebo ziye emakhaya abantwana badle basuthe.
Mm-hmm. That's Thokozani Sileya of the Ncube led MDC formation. Kube kubambile khonapho mnumzana Sileya sithathe sivale lapha imbiko ethunyelwa ngabalaleli nge-WhatsApp pana mtereri vanonzi vamupfeki Tonderai. Azina Tonderai, ndinoti shuwa vechidiki ngavavote nokuti ndivo vari kutambudzika panguva ino. MuZimbabwe hamutori namabasa, munhu wese ari kupedza zvidzidzo zvake, apasa asina zvakangofanana, vese vakangogara pasi. Ngativotei tichinje hurumende iripo iyi yatipa nhamo. Kuzoba lo munye umlaleli lapha ongazivethanga ngegama uthi yena wonke umuntu kasukume ayebhalisa ngoba udubo ngolwethu sonke. Umlaleli uzithi ngunamkho enyathi. The next message is from Dr. Phil. He says, hi, I'm Dr. Phil, a youth in Zimbabwe. We just need a youth-oriented party that speaks for us and that has our views at heart. At the moment, the MDCT and ZANU-PF do not possess that, so it's hard for the youths to ever vote. Kuzoba lo munye njalo umlaleli incwadi yokugcina ithi yona we youths we must be considered in politics and be registered to vote. Magumise from Gokwe. Ngumagumise lo bayakhuluma abalaleli. Going back to our first guest, that's Dennis Ngaziwori. We had lost him because inetwork ya super ganani network irikunetsa. Nevertheless, welcome back, Mr.
I'm here.
Yeah. Okay. I said when you were not here, Mr. Ngaziwori, that there are young people who are complaining about the pool of candidates that we have at the moment. Of course, we don't know who's going to lead the opposition coalition. Also, we don't know whether that coalition is going to materialize. But as things stand right now, they look at the head of state who will be representing ZANU-PF. That's President Robert Mugabe. They look at President Robert Mugabe. They say he's tired. He's been there forever, going all the way down. They look at Mr. Tsvangirai. They say he has lost many elections. We cannot trust him anymore. They look at Davengwa. They look at Professor Washman Ncube. They look at Maduku. And they're like, you know what? All these candidates do not matter. How do you address such a situation?
Thank you very much, Nkoma. So, I want to respond to Dr. Phil. Why is that MDC? You are trying to write in ZANU-PF. It's unfortunate to be one of our views. But so, I want to put this, what's wrong with the EGIAO, the PARTAB, which is the NORO, the AGAITA, the ones that are trying to write in AMUGAD, the rest of the Nkoma Phil, the end of my stream. So, I am a leader. So that information is committed in a due course by national leadership. But to put in Susu, pati eni mukana eni zanu PF aina kubirembo riwaja mayuto chibiki aina kubirembo ita anything kutuwa pina mbala mende o kanzuru zanu PF anga zita chete kwa kwa masendi asipu kwa hapa zinu parari kiyo parari pati wa sabati kwa unete masendi so all those issues pati difference MDC ni zanu PF but at the same time asini mawea kutere mchawuzwa kuti MDC yaka rogera chini mechibiki kwa Zimbabwe Kanzuru niko parliament but at the same time taka sana ninyika ya Zimbabwe kwa unfortunately kuti ngati vanhu vangatizo vatsvangirai vakadzikwa chini Zimbabwe sio kutanga zvinozikana nemunhu wese weZimbabwe kugora 28 vamugando vakadzikwa election iyo pata zvavo vakabvuma vamutsasa vakabvuma nevose vari muzambi vakabvura vakadzikwa so ndiri kuti ini vatsvangirai pane mukana but zvakare pane other fear yemayuti yeZimbabwe fear yekuti izvo my election anoripa sai kuti tisise MDC assembly we are now prepared enough kuita ma anti-rigging mechanisms ma constituencies nemawa akasiyana siyana kutaura kuno tina speed brigade ari ma constituency atirikuisa tine ma mechanism atiri place to make sure kuti election iri kuuya airibi whoever munhu mupenyu achaedza kubira election ya 2018 munhu iyeye akangwari munhu mupenyu anaa pano pai pani panyika because tiri kuti isusu taona Zimbabwe tianeta nekubirwa sarudzo so izvo zvichi kutanga nechekuti patiriuaa 2018 ibasa remunhu umwe naumwe wechidii to make that we have a revolution because revolution is that that we are able take back our country from the mess from the ZANU PF. So this is we are very clear as a party and we are even clear and we are even targeting as Harare. We are not even mobilizing for votes, but we have a target of 1 million people to vote in Harare. This should be young people. And my young people, I mean Aruma one. We know who to Muganda Kumakuana. Muneva are about 40 years, we are about 30 years, 35 years. Warugan Wabere. That's why you could use Wabere. You are dead in one Utenika mwana nemu hiti ni muri yake. Atati kutitere mwana wako. Because up to now, you are too responsible for that child. Because ndoro kumpa rendi. Ndoro kumpa reskufizi ime nye mchukuru wako. Tati kutitere this is a clear program to change things at the 2018 election.
Dennis Ngaziwore, MDCT. Please do stay on the line. Those who've just tuned in, this is The Connection coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America. And the topic tonight is the push by many various organizations, civil society groups, as well as political parties for young people to register to vote in the coming election. Sitate umlaleli timbotora mtereri tina mkoma masava va masava mapina mchirongwa magadi enyu
masimba mkoma magadi mbe
aiwa taka simba stereki kana maka simba wo mapina mchirongwa tipe ufungwa zenyu
mkoma handi mba kutawara kumimu yuti wese ya katere rana kwa ndiri ini in the room with you, I'm just doing something. National doctor, Kuni Umana, Akamu Yuta Katera Apparition, Gatti Regis, the 18 of what, and a good among one already, Renika in Orizumma Okehead. The Rodam Kuru Jirajes Akare Kuti Mukataris are now Mageto. My youth is also talking for promotion, Sinabas and Nepalaki, Akuna Mabas. Genetika ndezo kuti muyuti wese aku mbaba mwa drugs jamu jamu ni kuti tukusikera taka gara wa maturita atina kana za kuita mkutasa mbasa mwa atu kuita kana kuma uindi kwa kazara mayuti so mayuti nga tuto je pedi no vota
Asi panyaya kuti zeki acho haisati ya zivisa wanu kuti chirongwa ichi chicha tangarini uyezve michina yekunyoresa yacho haisati yatengwa havasati vajekesa ipapo kuti vachange vanayo rini michina yacho harizi dambudziko iroro here mukoma masava
that one izvozvo izvo zvinogona kuita dambudziko rakati kurisei pakuti zvoni tinoona isusu kuti iyi michina yekutaura kuti yatikutarisira kuti inogona kutengwawo else inogona kutadza ndezvaka Zikaita kuti zoni pakuno pavanhu vachanovhota vanhu shoma shoma dani vakatovhota vacho nekuda kwekuti munhu wekanenge ane confusion. So tokuti nini dai zvaibhirawo nekukurumidza mishini yoyo yaitengawo insach so that isusuwo mayoti tinokwanisawo kuvhota nekuti ramangwana racho riri mumaoko edu.
Aiwa tinotenda nekupinda muchirongwa mukoma Masava. Kana chirongwa chavhurwa chekunyoresa muwanikweka muchimhanyira kunonyoresa neshamwari dzenyu.
Thanks mukoma wangu. Ndinofara nekupinda muchirongwa.
Okay, tinotenda mukoma Masava. That's Masava the si vuyele kusileya uko necingweni sileya
kona ko.
Okay, nazi ndaba sileya vakona abanye abantu abasakhulayo umuntu wazalwa gakazala lembhedeni lalamhlanje sowaze waba labantwana abantwana labo wabathola elala phansi phansi kuflow kodwa lokhu esekela i-status quo ungangothi mhlawumbe vele kayibona iproblem ukuthi kule problem elizweni umuntu onjalo uya how do you convince such a person uyamkhombisa njani ukuthi hayi bo wena uzelwe ulala phansi kuflow sukhulile waze waba le muli labantwana wabathola ulala phansi kumele ubulale embhedeni umuntu onjalo umkhombisa njani ukuthi hayi kulodubo lapha vopa siqine uye vota uvote ngokuhlakanipha.
Thanks very much baba Nkomo. Sihlangana lohlupho olunjalo ezikhathini eziningi lapha esivakashela khona imuli ezishiyeneyo kushiya ngeziqindi zethu lapha esisebenzela khona. Ibandla lezanupiye eliyilo elikhokhela uhulumende weZimbabwe namhlanje lincindezele abantu to an extent yokuthi people are thinking that there is no future beyond Zanupiye. But the truth is there is a better future without Zanupiye. So the only thing that we have to do is we have to vote Zanupiye out. So into ekhona kathesi masikhuluma abantu sizama ukuthi sibonisane labo ukuthi asi registerini ukuthi sivote right ukuvota kuqhakatheke ngalokho wena uzikhethela lokhu okufunayo wena. So kathesi abantu balovalo ngoba bayethuselwa ukuthi bengavota bevotele ibandla engayisihlo lelo elifunwa ngokhulumende obuyisayo kathesi basenkingeni esabekayo right kathesi ontanga thina sibatshela iqiniso ukuthi njengabontanga lezi khangelani ukuthi ababusi abakhona kathesi beqala ukungena kwezombusazwe iminyaka yabo ibingathi ibikuliphi izinto. So uzathola ukuthi bonke iningi labo baba Nkomo bathe beqala ezombusazwe bebekuma 20 something years besiya ku 30 years right yiyo intanga esikhangele kathesi. So ke kwehlulani ukuthi thina njengama youth ontanga bakathesi siziqalele umbusazwe wethu omuhle ongasoze ufane nalabo bantu ngoba esesikuboleke ukuthi laba bantu bethatha umbuso emathuweni bebesithi amachiwa alungcindezelo but esesikubona kathesi ukuthi kathesi sesikolonizwe libandla lezani because if you are not following the principles and the regulations
mnuzana sileya ngicela ukubamba umlomo khonapho ngamafitshane nithathe umlaleli osibasa chuma kunjani Golid?
Oh, sikhona linjani lani baba?
Hayi siphilile. Sungenile kuhlelo baba. Uyizwile indaba?
Ngiyayizwa indaba. Indaba liyathuluka kakhulu. isilonda esivele sikhona nje ubuhlungu kakhulu. Ngoba ngathi ngiyakhangela bakithi abantwana kumele bafundiswe ama-youth lawa esibathoyo laba yibo phela abasetshenziswayo esikhathini esiningi ukuthi bambe imazi abantu abadala bayenzeni ngoba kabakwazi lutho. Kathesi sitsho kokade kuthiwa ukuthi umuntu selomfazi labantwana kawazi umbhedi ukuthi unjani, bayazi ingubo uphiwa yithi. Kodwa phela masekufikelela isikhathi sokuthi kuyakhankaswa ukuthi ngivote, yibo abantu abayisomagesi phela lawo. Yibo abantu abahamba betshaya abantu, yibo abantu abahamba besenza into ezingasizo, yibo abantu ababhekana futhi nodumo lokuthikukhangeleyo kathesi. Akaze angene, akaze abe nomsebenzi phela lawo. Kodwa kaboni phela ufilele umuntu kumele kube nemfundiso eqondileyo. Angazi laba abahambayo bakithi njengemakhaya lapha mbona unkulunkulu kakhulu kazi ukuthi bafundise kakhulu kazi, bawafundise laba abantu ngoba abanye bakhona vele kabavoti phela basebenza kona kuyahlala emabhesini nje babe sizinto zabantu. Yibo abantu labo bathola ukuthi abantwana abaningi kesisikhathi yibo badala ingozi ezibakhona ehambe bebulawisa abantu besenziwani. Ukuvota kabakwazi, kumele kubatshele sithi bavote, bafundise ufundiso ukuthi baqonde ukuthi bayangaphi, bakwazi ukuthi impilo injani. Ngoba thesi sitsho ingubo aziphiwa yithi, konke bakwenzelwa yithi, umfazi uthathela ini abadala. Kodwa ngathi kufikelela isikhathi bese besetshenziswa njalo uhambe betshaya abantu emabhesini besenzani. Kumele bafundiswe kakhulukazi ukuze kuphume kahle ngoba ngaphandle kwalokho amboni litho lungaba khona lapha njalo kunanzeleli. Ukuthi akusenza umtshentsheni yini abantu bagcine sengabavoti lawa sehambe kuyindawo engasiyo.
Abanye ngovuka ekuseni umuntu eyageza akulalutho alwenzayo, kakulamsebenzi, akulani, uyageza ugqoka isicathulo esibhobokileyo, uya emashopu ezitolo kuyatshona ebhodabhoda, kodwa nxa sokuyisikhathi sokuvota kayingeni le ndaba yokubhalisa vele okuvota lokho ngalani la kuyabe tshona ezitolo emelele ukuthengela utshwala lokubona izimoto ezidlulayo.
Ngitsho nokutshaya abantu abadala yibo phela abasetshenziswayo bona labo bantu ngoba vele kaboni lokuthi impilo injani. Yibo abasetshenziswayo kwenziwa amabhesi betshaya abantu abadala besenzani vele kakuboni ukuthi impilo injani.
Manje
umuntu
osemnyameni onjalo isibaza ongaboniyo udubo akibo ungamhlenga njani umuntu onjalo ngoba uyamlanda umtshela ukuthi hey asiye vota lapho uyakutshela okunye.
Akithi kuzonika ukuthi ngabe kuba nesikhathi sibili esikhulu kakhulu kazi ngoba lo muntu kanye nami bedimoni liyabe livelele ivalile laphana. Uyakunida isikhathi esikhulukazi ahlalwe naye phansi wenze ukuthi linenge libonise kahle ukuthi kathi lokho kunje kanti ezisitsho ngapha kanaludo kalabhuruku kanani njengoba sitsho isikhathi lasebezibhokile kuyanida isikhathi eside kakhulu kanti sibona ngathi khathi sesisincani lesi esikhona lesi njalo uhlala umuntu kube lesikhathi kungani wakulama-elections eduzane kube lesikhathi eside sokubafundisa laba bantu ngoba kathi singazibafundisa vele sokunje sebele sebephanjaniswe kudala. Yibo sebelindela phela ukupha abantu ukudla ngale makhaya besenzani bephambanisa abantu vele kulobuzima laphana ngoba idimoni lakhona vele selikhona selingenile kuye kule dimoni lomuntu basho ukuthi uzaphumelela liyafa lokho eyinjenjalo lokho ihawula ngoba kaboni phela ngakuthi uyamkhipha emnyameni emnyameni ufake ukukhanyeni uyabuyela futhi njalo kwakwale emnyameni.
Hawu ibeka kuhle Golide, siyabonga ukungena kuhlelo.
Hayi kukahle ba.
Sibasa Chuma uGolide. Sithathe njalo omunye umlaleli Titore vatendai vari ku South Africa ku Joni mgoma atendai makadi enyu
nofara makadini ku mgoma Gibbs.
Aiwa tiri bostereki ndinoitwa ntungameli Nkomo Gibbs mkomo wako.
Alright, sorry.
Yeah. Mapi na mchirongo wa mkomo wangu.
Ayo atinofara ni kutipinda mchirongwa. Ya ndilongo sini lapanya ye kutawurwa ye ku rejesa kufota. Kujesa kufota mkana wakana kacha iso watunda kutangana na wako rejesa kufota. Kukuru zirame chitike vese nevakuru wachi kuti jese ingatigone iku rejesa kufota kuti mkana uku vota kana wazosvika izokwanisa kuvhota nekuti ndiyo chete mukana wekusarudza zvatinoda kana mukana wekusarudza wasvika. Atizodi vanhu vanozocomplain after my election tazobirwa tazoitwa sei, but vasina kuvhota. Vanhu vazhinji vanosupporta mapato avo nemuromo vasingadi kunovhota. That's the biggest problem we have in Zimbabwe. And magenerations mamwe mazhinji ariko mazuva ano, especially vechidiki, vari ignorant panyaya dzepolitics. Vanozviti havaiti zvepolitics and so forth, but the politics ndidzo dzine foundation yeupenyu hwedu. Saka vanhu havafani kuignore politics.
Saka imimi pachataka kunyoreswa apa, muchange muchienda here kuZimbabwe ikoko?
Ya, Zimbabwe ndagara ndiriko. Ndione kuti kuno South Africa ndinombofamba ndichiita zvimwe zvinhu. As I'm based in Zimbabwe. Saka kurejesa kuvhota pakunongovhurwa tisu vamwe vachatonge tichigadzirisa maregistration iwayo.
Aiwa.
Ini ndambonzwa futi muchitaura nyaya yekuti kune vamwe vavechidiki vari kuti tane ma old horses.
Vakawanda.
Yeah, it might be true. Ma old horses mamwe acho atinetesa. Asi ndoda kungokuzivisa iwo kuti tine ma young and energetic presidents variko mapato ari akasiyana siyana. Like for example, we have got Jacob Ngarivume from Transform Zimbabwe. He is a beautiful president who can take Zimbabwe to another level, you know. Saka vazi vakweguri chete kune vechidiki futi variko vanogona kuendesa Zimbabwe mune chimwe chikamu chiri nani.
Aiwa, tenda nekupinda muchirongwa mukoma, tendai.
Aiwa, ano pakanaka.
Aha, that was Mkoma Tendai calling us from South Africa, and we are teetering towards the brink. We are heading towards the top of the hour. We have 2-3 minutes left. And just to wrap up things, coming to you back, Mr. Sileya, you are still on the line, I assume.
Yes, Reverend Mkoma.
Okay, give us your last word.
I ask you all the youth across the opposition divide in Zimbabwe to come in numbers in 2018 to vote ZANU-PF and its leaders out, because we have experienced all the humanitarian evidence, and in the sequence bagit nyacela ontanga bonke ungakhathalekile usuka eMashonaland usuka eMatabeleland isikhathi sethu sinye asizameni ibandla elisha singakhathaleki ukuthi kukhodi yazi ukuthi bakhona sebela mabizo abawafunayo asikhangelanga mabizo kahle sikhangelele ukuthi izandla iphume embusweni kungene ibandla elizabusa abantu beZimbabwe ngendlela abayithakazelelayo. Ngiyabonga baba Ngoma.
Thank you there, Thokozani Sileya of the MDC. Formation led by Welshman Ncube. Time for my take. As we close the show, we know Zach is not, he's still battling to come up with a comprehensive, agreeable way of securing the voter registration kits, the biometrics. I hope this can be done timely. We are out of time already. I hope they can move with speed, because this is like a pilot project. It's the first time that Zimbabwe will be registering people this way, and we don't know the challenges that lie ahead. So Zeka, better move with speed, get those kids, do a pilot project. Let's see how it works. That's my take. And I would like to thank all our guests and viewers as well as listeners. Let's make another date next week. Signing off, I'm Tungamili Nkomo. Good night, Zimbabwe.